Bruce Willis and the dementia that he is struggling with, a story out of China about a young 19-year-old diagnosed with Alzheimer's. This issue is so real, and it looks as though it's getting a whole lot worse and not getting better. But fortunately, there are organizations that are doing their dead level best to do the research and raise the money for that research to make a difference when it comes to these dementia-related problems. And joining us from the Clear Thoughts Foundation, the founder and president, Haley Jamison, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Haley, welcome. Thank you very much for making time for me this afternoon.
Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for having me on. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
What went through your heart and mind when you heard about the diagnosis of Bruce Willis?
Well, as you mentioned, he was just diagnosed with somewhat of a less familiar form of dementia by the name of FTD, which stands for frontal temporal dementia. Mm-hmm. And as you may remember as well, that's actually the very form that took my father's life back in 2013 and the inspiration behind starting Clear Thoughts Foundation. So sadly, I'm very familiar with FTD and what the Willis family is going to be facing for the next several years.
Really, really tragic. And what are you finding or what are you hearing when it comes to these early onset dementias? Are we having more of an issue with this as time is going by, where there are more cases? What can you tell us?
Oh, absolutely. Certainly, again, in Bruce Willis's situation, they had made public that he had aphasia, which is, you know, oftentimes a symptom of dementia. I mean, it certainly can be caused from various things such as stroke or brain injury, but it's often a symptom of dementia, which obviously was the case in Bruce's situation, right? So it's becoming more prevalent, you know, obviously amongst Hollywood, as you mentioned earlier, too, that the story out of China about the 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. But I think really one of the important things to remember, I mean, it's obviously been all over the news this week in regards to Bruce Willis, and again, obviously devastating, and my heart goes out to his entire family. But I think it's important to remember, too, it's devastating for everyone that has a loved one that's been diagnosed with that. Certainly, hopefully, the Willis's fame can help educate people and empower them to learn more about this horrible disease and quite truthfully motivate them to take action against it, right? Because, again, as horrible as it is for the Willises, it's equally as horrible for every single person, the 50 million plus people worldwide that are facing dementia diagnosis as we speak.
Is there an opportunity at Clear Thoughts Foundation for people who are listening right now to help you help fund this research?
Absolutely. We are always looking, of course, for donors and supporters as well as volunteers and people really just to join us in our passion and our fight to raise money to help fund research to end this terrible disease. It is, you know, as I mentioned right now, I think the statistics are 50 million worldwide, mm-hmm. Predicted to increase to 75 million people by 2030 affected by this disease. So yes, we welcome everyone and anyone who has an interest and is willing to help support us both financially as well as, of course, through just volunteering time. You can learn more about our efforts, of course, through our website at clearthoughtsfoundation.org. But it is a disease that affects so very many of us, and time is not on our side, so funding is more important now than ever.
Haley Jamison, once again, she is the founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, Haley.
Oh, thank you, Robert, again. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Always great talking to you, too. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. All right, stay right there.